Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hi, this is Dr. Andy Barlow with the Chiropractic Physician Center of Tupelo and author of the number one best-selling book, The Codebreaker. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Then call my office at 662-844-1414 and order my new book, The Codebreaker.
Welcome in, everybody. Glad to have you with me on the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky, and a couple of news items to talk about with you today. Now, you guys have probably already seen it because he talked about it first, I guess. You know, please credit us, I suppose. On our radio show, Mike Bianco is making a change at his rotation, his weekend rotation, making a little bit of tweak. And in fact, I've got a little bit more to add to that. At least I think I do. With Ole Miss's weekend rotation moving forward. So you've got that. You've also got injury news from Kevin Graham. So I'll give you my thoughts on both of those things right here on the podcast. Ole Miss also supposed to be playing basketball in the SEC tournament. That is, I guess, today. But none of you seem to really care. And we'll talk about that on the next episode. I feel like I'm going to drop that on Friday is probably when I'm going to drop that. Whenever the basketball team loses and they are done, we're going to talk about that because I think right now it's not as cut and dry as he's coming back next year or anything like that. I don't know. Something seems off, and until you get a public declaration otherwise, you're going to get some speculation. There's also people that cover college basketball that are talking about the possibility of a move. And a lot of people around here are talking about the name Mike White. So we will get to that later. Today's a baseball conversation. You have two pretty significant news items going into this final weekend before SEC play. By the way, the weather going to stink this weekend. So if you go to the ballpark, God bless you because you love your team. And like Keith Carter should send you all $100 for going to the games this weekend. Pulling up the forecast right now, it is not good. Friday, well, Friday's going to be okay. Friday afternoon, high of 69. It's not nice weather on Friday. Saturday is hell. High of 36. High of 36 on Saturday. If you go to the game on Saturday, Keith Carter should give you $100. He, out of his personal bank account, he should give you $100 for going to that game on Saturday. So crummy weather this weekend, except for Friday. But either way, last weekend before SEC play, and a couple of things to talk about with that with you. First, though, if you don't already, follow me on Twitter at Michael Borky, also on Facebook and YouTube under the same name. Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't already. And the show, and this podcast, by the way, if you're listening in browser, I know a good bit of you do, find this wherever you get your podcasts. I know Apple just updated their podcast app, and it's worse, a lot worse now. But if you figure out how to navigate it, because I haven't yet, find Rebel Report wherever you get your podcasts, including the terrible Apple Podcast app, and subscribe there and leave a rating and a review if you like what you hear. If you don't like what you hear, just DM me instead. Help the writing out a little bit. But the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website. If you are located anywhere inside of the great state of Mississippi and you are on the market for office technology, so anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage and data security, IT projects, whatever the case may be, if it's technology, if it's in the office and you are in Mississippi and you are in the market for it, ABSMS.com is the website. Tell them I sent you, you'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they'll find a solution for you. Podcast is also brought to you by LB's, just across from Kroger on University Avenue. It's the best place in this state to get your meat. Trust me, it is. And the best part is, when you go there and you may not have a plan for the weekend, they'll help you out. They don't just sell you meat and sides, and they also have daily lunch specials. They'll help you. I have heard so many testimonials, if you will, from people that went there without a plan and left with a whole menu that these guys will help you with. So go by and see Greg. He's a huge supporter of Ole Miss baseball. They've even got some NIL deals with some of your favorite baseball players. LB's just across from Kroger on University Avenue right there in Oxford. All right, we'll start with the unfortunate news first. And that is Kevin Graham's injury. Mike Bianco told us, and I guess Ole Miss released it as well, that Kevin Graham is going to get surgery today, I believe, is what Bianco told us on Monday, that Kevin Graham was getting surgery on Wednesday. They called it a jammed wrist on Sunday, I think, over the weekend anyway. They called it a jammed wrist. Turns out there's a small fracture in the wrist. The timetable that Mike Bianco gave us for that was 4 weeks or so. Didn't seem very committal on that exact timeline, so it's possible that it's a little bit longer than 4 weeks, but he said 4 weeks to us on the radio. He said 4 weeks to the other media outlets that cover Ole Miss on a beat reporting basis. It's possible that it's longer, but you know, it's a tough loss. SEC play starting in a couple of weeks. Kevin Graham is a veteran, obviously an exceptional hitter with a very smooth swing. Spin zone here, though. I'm not saying losing Kevin Graham is not bad, because it is. He's a hell of a player. He's got a great swing. He's a consistent hitter, veteran, all that stuff. Losing him is not ideal. It sucks. Don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. But two things, though, on that, that might make you feel a little bit better. First of all, you would much rather have 4 weeks from March 9th than 4 weeks from April 29th, right? I mean, if he was going to get hurt, at least it's with a week of conference play left early in this, or with a week of non-conference play left earlier in the season. He'll be back for the second half and postseason play. So the timeline is fine. And number two, you have depth. You have a lot of depth, and while you would much rather have Kevin Graham, at least you have options, and they're viable options behind him. This is a big month or so for Alderman. Calvin Harris is going to get some additional at-bats. Maybe this means Leatherwood's going to be in the lineup every day. The beauty of this offense is how deep it is, and losing Kevin Graham, while not good, objectively bad, you have options that you feel good about in place of Kevin Graham. So it sucks. It's bad news. It's unfortunate. Getting surgery during the season on a fluke play at first base sucks. It's objectively bad. You've got good options to fill the role between now and the time he returns. And it is early in the season. It's March 9th. It's 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever, from March 9th, which is a lot better than it could have been. Let's just say that. So, again, not ideal, but it could have been a lot worse. And you've got really good options that you should feel really good about that will play in his place between now and the time he returns. You were 12 deep or so with that lineup, and here's a chance for that to prove itself, and I believe it will. So big games, big weeks upcoming for a couple of guys that have shown you that they have a really high ceiling. So we'll see if they can keep it that way in place of the injured Graham. The other thing is something that I expected, I've kind of been calling for over the last couple of weeks, is a rotation change for Ole Miss. Mike Bianco told us on Monday, and then you probably saw it either from us or something like that. Anyway, he was with us on our show on Monday, and he was asked about his rotation, and he announced that he is altering it some. Gaddis is going to move up into the Friday role. Derek Diamond is going to be in the Saturday role. And then to be announced on Sunday. Mike Bianco has not made a decision yet. Elliott will not be pitching today for Ole Miss against Alcorn. I wonder if that means that he's up for that role, or he's at least in consideration for that role on Sunday. Jack Doherty is a name that I've heard is in line to get that start on Sunday. We'll see. But I like this move. I understand why people say that it was good, or it would have been good for Bianco to keep Gaddis on Saturday, because you feel better about your matchup with him on Saturdays than you do on Fridays. And the goal of the season is to win as many games as possible. But it does appear that the SEC is missing a lot of its Friday night power arms. I mean, you had injuries at Mississippi State, at Arkansas, others around the league. I mean, a bunch of teams have lost their Friday night ace going into the season. So that helps this cause as well. Unfortunately so, but it does. And also, you haven't seen just like this lights out dominant Friday night guy upcoming on Ole Miss's schedule. I mean, not compared to years past. So while ideally you would have been able to keep Gaddis on Saturdays because that's when you feel like he's going to win most of his games, I do like your chances on Friday night with him in your offense to beat your opponent's best. I don't think it's a bad move. I think you weren't going to win many games on Friday with Diamond in that role. Keeping him there would have almost been punting, it felt like, on Friday night with how unproductive he's been. And so I kind of expected a move like this to come. I wouldn't be surprised if this isn't the last move, honestly. It's just rumor mill stuff. It's possible it's entirely untrue. That's completely and totally untrue. But, I mean, you know, I've heard some things lately about Diamond. And again, it may not be true. I don't know. I hate to speculate about a player's health, but, you know, I kind of am right now. It's possible that there's two new weekend guys soon. Could be bad rumor, or there could be some truth to it. But either way, I don't think you're getting enough production as is for that to be set in stone, regardless of health. We'll see this weekend, but credit to Mike Bianco for making a move that clearly needed to be made, because right now he wasn't getting enough from his weekend spots. He specifically talked about Sundays. When you get 9 innings and 3 starts from your Sunday starter, you're not going to win many games in this conference. They needed to make a change. Credit to him for making it. I don't think this will be the last one. I expect soon you to see two new weekend arms with Gattis and possibly Doherty or Elliott or some combination of one of these impressive guys that are currently in the bullpen or pitching in the midweek. I think you're going to see them get a shot on weekends, because that's this team's weakness right now, is starting pitching. We'll see if they can make some adjustments to make that no longer be their weakness, because you've got guys, like I've been saying the last couple of weeks, that come out of the pen that have shown you high-level stuff that can win weekend games in the SEC. Credit to Mike Bianco for seeing that as well, making some changes and giving a shot to either Doherty or Elliott, possibly even both at some point, and we'll see what happens. So, bad news. With Kevin Graham, and good news, I think, on the decision to make changes in the rotation. Credit to Mike Bianco for making those moves. So there are your news items of the week in terms of Ole Miss baseball anyway, and we'll see what happens this weekend. The weather Saturday, again, is going to stink out loud, but Friday should be nice. Go out and enjoy the ballpark on Friday, your last weekend before SEC play. So anyway, we'll talk basketball next time, a postseason digestive, if you will, talking about the future of the program and some things that, you know, people are hearing and talking about around the program. We'll get to that next time you hear from me. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe, like the video, all that good stuff, wherever you are, however you're listening. Thank you for doing it, and I hope you enjoyed the quick update on your baseball team. And, of course, we'll be talking about that and a lot more on the radio this afternoon. I will be live on YouTube tonight doing the same thing. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. I don't just do this a couple times a week. Do a lot more than that. So hope you join me sometime. Anyway, y'all have a good rest of your day. Spin zone on the news. Hopefully it wasn't too spinny, but that's just kind of how I feel. So thank you guys for tuning in. Talk to you again soon.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.